It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Monday edition of the Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and let's start off talking about some baseball over the weekend. Teutopolis took on Pleasant Plains in a matchup of two quality programs. Teutopolis scored all four of their runs in the third inning. Pleasant Plains tallied a run in the sixth and another in the seventh as Teutopolis picked up the 4-2 victory. Four runs, three hits, three errors for Teutopolis. Two runs, four hits, and two errors for Pleasant Plains. Teutopolis now 19-5 on the season. Pleasant Plains drops to 16-9. Nolan Shoemaker, 2-for-3 on the day with a double. Tegan Powell's 1-for-2 with two RBIs, and Austin Borries drove in a run as well for Teutopolis, who got the win behind strong pitching from Gavin Addis, who went the first 5 2/3, allowed one run, struck out five, walked a couple, gave up four hits. Davin Warman in relief allowed a run. It was unearned as Teutopolis got the 4-2 victory against Pleasant Plains. They also won the JV matchup by a score of 5-1. Tri-County held a wooden bat tournament that involved Neoga and Windsor Stew Straws. We got the Neoga Windsor Stew Straws score as Neoga picked up the 4-1 victory with four runs in the fourth inning. Windsor Stew Straws tallied a run in the fifth. Four runs, five hits, two errors for Neoga. One run, three hits, and no errors for Windsor Stew Straws. As singles on the day for Coy, Sparrow, Hackman, Fearday, and Lanham, with Hackman driving in a couple. Lanham drove in one, and Harmon had an RBI as well. Hackman threw seven strong innings, allowing just three hits, one run. It was unearned, striking out five and walking one. Weatherall, Prummer, and Manhart had the hits for Windsor Stew Straws. Four runs, five hits, two errors for Neoga. One run, three hits, and no errors for Windsor Stew Straws as Neoga won that game of the Wooden Bat Tournament. They also defeated Tri-County by a score of 8-3. Eight runs, 13 hits, and an error for Neoga. Tri-County, three runs, eight hits, and two errors in the loss there. Big day at the plate for Braden Sparrow. He was 4-for-5 with two RBIs on the day. Ballinger at the top of the order, 1-for-2 with a double and three walks to get the offense started. Harmon was 2-for-3, and Matusis also 2-for-3 on the day as Ballinger and Matusis combined to get the win on the mound for Neoga, 8-3 over Tri-County. Altamont was in a round robin as they took on Bridgeport Red Hill and picked up a five-inning victory, 11-1. 11 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Altamont. Red Hill, 1 run, 2 hits, and 3 errors in the loss there, as Altamont picked up the victory with Caden Melville, 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. Carson Melville had a hit and an RBI. Zane Miller, 2-for-3 on the day. Bell, 1-for-2 with 3 RBIs. And Berg picked up a hit. And Reed Stimke drove in a run as well behind Caden Wolf's 5 innings as he got the victory on the mound, allowing one run. It was unearned, striking out four, walking five, giving up just two hits as Altamont defeated Red Hill. They also defeated Flora by a score of 7-5 as Altamont put up six runs in the third and another in the fifth. Flora had four runs in the fifth and a run in the seventh as they tried to rally, but Altamont held them off for the 7-5 victory. Seven runs, eight hits, three errors for Altamont. Flora, five runs, seven hits, and no errors. Davis, Berg, Frederking, and Elam all on the mound for Altamont. Will Reardon, 2-for-3 with a double on the day. Also, Stimke was 2-for-3 with an RBI. Carson Melville, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Zane Miller and Elam all drove in runs. McManaway was 1-for-3 with an RBI. Bell also had an RBI. And Wolf, 1-for-3 with an RBI in the win for Altamont over Flora, 7-5. And North Clay was at the Centralia Orphan Baseball Tournament, and they picked up huge wins as they improved to 24-3 on the season, defeating Valmeyer 11-1 and Centralia 20-4 there. Switching to tennis, well, St. Anthony was at the Sacred Heart Griffith Tournament until they wasn't, as St. Anthony left the tournament before it finished to get back for prom. However, number one singles, Alex Hackman picked up wins in his two competitions. Charlie Bierman in number two singles picked up a couple of losses. Number one doubles, Jackson Schultz and Drake Brown got a win. And number two doubles, Mason Jones and Max Gillenwater both picked up wins as well. But again, St. Anthony left early from that tennis competition, so no team results there. Flipping back to Friday, want to catch at least the top information from the Newton Eagle invite. Big invite involving 18 teams. Effingham picked up the win on the boys' side, followed by Charleston in third, Charleston in second, Newton in third. St. Anthony finished sixth overall. Totopolis was seventh, Altamont 11th, and Cowden Herrick finished in 12th. Neoga was 14th at the Newton Eagle invite. Sebastian Simone picked up the win for Effingham in the 100 meters, as also Henry Will of Newton won in the 400 meters. Effingham's Alex Gordon won the 800 meters. In the 1600, Oliver Craik of St. Anthony finished second. 3200 meters, Camden Blummer of St. Anthony got the win. 110 hurdles to Totopolis's Carson Zeruzin. He also won the 300 hurdles on Friday. As well, taking a look at the 4x4 relay, it went to Newton and hitting the top and winners from the area as we try to flip through the pages here. And the, in the shot put, second place to Brock Wendling from Altamont. And in the discus, Addison Clark of Effingham finished second, as well as a second-place finish for Effingham's Jenner Powles in the high jump, and Jacob Vitato of Altamont won the pole vault. Long jump to Brady McDaniel of Effingham, followed by Eli Wolf of Newton at the Newton Eagle invite. Now on the girls' side of things, the Lady Pirates invite was on Friday as well. Robinson got the win, followed by Marshall and Casey in third. Effingham St. Anthony finished fourth. Cumberland finished fifth. Altamont was sixth. North Clay ninth. Brownstown finished in 14th, while Brownstown finished in 11th. Neoga was 12th. Reese Haney of St. Anthony picked up a win in the 200-meter hurdles. Also, Aubrey Denning won the 1600 meters for St. Anthony as well. Other top first-place finishers at that meet included Carson Gaddy of North Clay winning the discus as well from the area, and a long jump win for Reese Haney as well at that Cumberland Lady Pirate invite. Now taking a look at the schedule for today, of course, weather permitting, we'll have to see what the showers and thunderstorms actually do to us, but on the schedule, it includes baseball action, Effingham at Totopolis. That begins at 4:30, and it can be heard on KJ Country 102.3 and KJCountry.com with the pregame at around 4:15. Another great matchup includes North Clay at St. Anthony, Father McGivney at Altamont, Windsor Stu Straws at Brownstown St. Elmo, Cumberland at Heritage, and Lawrenceville at Newton, all 4:30 starts in baseball. The NTC softball tournament continues today as St. Elmo Brownstown picked up a 15-0 victory over CHBC in their play-in game. Altamont defeated North Clay Friday 11-1 in their play-in game, so it'll be Windsor Stu Straws and St. Elmo Brownstown at 4:15. St. Anthony and Dietrich also at 4:15. Games played now at Evergreen Hollow Park. At 6:15, Cumberland and Altamont, and also at 6:15, South Central and Neoga, all in the NTC softball tournament. Other games, Breeze is hosting Effingham. Effingham at Breeze Mater Dei at 4:30. Lawrenceville at Newton at 4:30. And Shelbyville at Totopolis at 4:30 as well. Boys tennis, Totopolis at Olney at 4:30. Boys track, Effingham, Totopolis, both at the Robinson Quad Meet at 4. Girls track, Effingham, Totopolis at Newton's Invitational. That's at 4 as well. And junior high track, it's the South Central Conference meet at Mattoon, St. Anthony's involved in, and the National Trail Conference meet at Altamont. That gets underway at 3:30 today. On the national sports scene and NASCAR Cup racing heard on Sunday afternoon, the Worth 400 from Texas Motor Speedway was won by Chase Elliott. followed by Denny Hamlin, Alex Bowman, Tyler Reddick, and Chris Buescher. The O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, Andy's Custard 340, was won by Kyle Larson, followed by Justin Allgaier, Sam Mayer, Brent Cruz, and Parker Retzloff on Saturday's race. NBA Game 7s. Coming from down 3-1 in both series was Detroit, picking up a win over Orlando 116-94, and Cleveland defeating Toronto 114-102. So tonight's schedule: Philadelphia at New York at 7 and Minnesota at San Antonio at 8:30. NHL action. Montreal got the Game 7 win over Tampa Bay 2-1. And Colorado picked up a Game 1 win over Minnesota 9-6 in hockey action last night. Monday's schedule tonight: Philadelphia at Carolina at 6 and Anaheim at Vegas at 8:30. And in Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Dodgers defeated the Cardinals 4-1. Cardinals took 2 of 3 in that series. The Cubs picked up a sweep over Arizona, winning 8-4 yesterday. And the White Sox fell to San Diego 4-3, but the White Sox still took 2 out of 3 in that one. Major League Baseball schedule: Reds at the Cubs for a big four-game series that begins tonight at 6:40. Brewers at the Cardinals, another big Central series with a 6:45 start. And the White Sox at the Angels tonight at 8:38 is the schedule there. That's been a busy check of sports from over the weekend. Slated to have high school baseball for you, Effingham at Totopolis at 4:30 this afternoon on KJ Country 102.3. That is sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.